Big Six jackpot on that Dubbo program. And the cup, it is pretty open. You've got Rose Alicia, the $5 favourite. Pera Pera is a $5.50 chance. You've got It's a Shemozzle at $6.50. Royal Jackpot at $8. And then you've got Playing Game at $10. And then Pindan Pearl, Pirate Ben, and Any Blinkin' Day at $11. So a really, really competitive lineup there for the Dubbo Gold Cup. That's race 7 on the card. It's due to go at 5-5. So a really big day up there at Dubbo. Pera Pera thought would be a really good chance in the Dubbo Gold Cup, Kevin. So hopefully for Mac's sake, and he's got Aaron Bullock. He has three going up to Dubbo today, Mac Rithert, and Aaron Bullock is riding all three of them. So hopefully they have a good day, the pair of them. Pera Pera's been really up there, second in the country championship behind Clearly Innocent. We know how well Clearly Innocent has gone since then, and was a runner-up in the Tamworth Cup and has returned from a little bit of a let-up, was victorious at Muswellbrook two starts back, and then was second a couple of weeks ago to Super Tycoon at Randwick on the 20th of August. So that should be a really good Dubbo Gold Cup, and it's a wide open market with Rose Alicia currently the $5 favourite with tab fixed odds.
Yeah, and the race is worth $60,000, $35,500 there for first, and Bjorn Baker attempting to burgle another country race with Rose Alicia and Greg Ryan.
Burgle?
Well, he likes to go out west and clean up, doesn't he? So, what, is that harsh?
Good prize money if he's just trying to get a horse to win a race, Kevin.
Well, I'm not suggesting it's the wrong thing to do. I'm saying he's having a crack, and good on him. That's what trainers are meant to do. As Chris Wallace said earlier today, that you, or Greg Radley speaking about it, you've got to put your horses where your owners can win some money. Simple as that. And
absolutely,
that's what it's all about. So
maybe not Burgle, though.
All right, then. Well, I'll leave that there, seeing as I've got both feet in it. Thank you, Trent.
Thank you, Kevin.
Trent Langscar from tab.com.au. Wrapping up Tab Talk this morning at 28 to 11 in just a moment. Chasing and Pacing Rewind.
Building a house? Then you'll want the best quality Australian-made lintels and T-bars at the best possible price. Builders Steel Direct have teamed with tried and tested local lintel manufacturer Galintel to offer you their full range of Australian-made products. Galintels, T-bars, render bars, cavity bars are just some of the products available. Order online anytime at builderssteeldirect.com.au. Builders Steel Direct, strengthening the building industry with BlueScope Steel.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
At Bingley, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get 50% off the ticketed price of a matching Yamaha soundbar. Bingley, the Hisense big screen TV experts. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details.
There's nothing better than watching a standard bred extend into his action. Hear it, feel it, live it on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Chasing and Pacing Rewind here at 27 to 11 as we get stuck into harness racing firstly. And Fred Hastings, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Kev. Yeah, it's been a busy week, plenty happening, and we're about to share with our listeners what exactly that entails.
Okay, well, talk us through the week that was. What's some news you can lift the lid on this morning?
All right. Well, we can tell you that Toby Vaughton trained and drove a double at Bathurst last Sunday. Menangle Tuesday, John McCarthy and Kerri-Ann Turner, who's had a flying start to the training season. Kerri-Ann, she trained a double at Menangle. Rob Morris and Luke McCarthy drove doubles at that Menangle meeting. Nathan Hurst, who we'll be catching up with soon, he drove a double at Dubbo on Wednesday. Mitch Turnbull at the same meeting steered home a treble. Ian Wilson and Jimmy Douglas steered home or partnered to combine for a treble at Penrith on Thursday, and Dave Morris drove a double. John Scott drove a double at Albury on Friday. Last night at Newcastle, Kev, Ellen Rickson, who's a young lady driving in great form at the moment, she steered home a double at Newcastle, and Mark Callaghan got a double. And at Menangle at the Metro meeting, trainer Kerri-Ann Turner, following her success on Tuesday, she too trained a double. And Chris Geary, he drove a double last night, including two horses at 20-1, My Whiskey Lullaby, and in the last race he got home Sunset Tour for Joe and Mary Rando. He's a real talent, Chris. Came through the mini trot ranks and driving in great form. Good start for the season for him. Bit of racing news, Kev. Shannon's A Blast resumed at Newcastle and is bound for Perth, all things being intact. 153.3 it went and did a great job in winning at Newcastle. Greg Hayes reported via Twitter that Bowtide is on the comeback. He caught up with Jimmy Rattray, and Bowtide should be trialling at Menangle in the coming weeks. And the harness racing fraternity was saddened to hear on Friday the passing of one of the real stalwarts for harness racing in Don Clough OAM. Don, he was a fixture at the Penrith meetings, never had a bad word for anyone. He was one of the real, the term nature's gentleman gets thrown around, but it certainly applied to Donnie Clough. And Don, he was a participant for many years, and then through his administrative roles at Penrith, was a real champion for the sport. So much so that even at the awards nights each year, the Don Clough Appreciation Award is given out to a variety of participants that Don deems was worthy for their involvement in harness racing. And he will certainly leave a hole, not just with the Penrith Club, but certainly with the industry as a whole. Don Clough Fale passed away last Friday.
Okay, well said. RIP to Don. Now, Nathan Hurst is standing by for a chat with you, Fred. We might replay, though, the closing stages of the win last night of Saloon Passage in the fifth at Tabcorp Park, Menangle.
But going to the lead now is Saloon Passage. Storm on Zars trying to wind up, followed by St. Flash. Third quarter was 28-5. It's still Saloon Passage, the leader, trying hard as Storm on Zar on the outside. Expression stout late from St. Flash, but Saloon Passage atones. Saloon Passage is beaten in second position. Storm on Zar, St. Flash.
Yeah, it was a nice performance. This horse has been super consistent for such a long time, and I think fair to say didn't have a lot of luck at its last few starts. Nathan Hurst, who trains and drove the Group 3 winner last night, joins me online. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Fred.
The good thing about this horse, Nathan, I think as he's got a bit older, and some might say he hasn't quite got the dazzling form he might have had as a four-year-old, but he's been super consistent. But I think the best thing is he's no longer, in my opinion, one-dimensional. You can drive him in front, you can drive him with a sit, you can drive him at the tail of the field, you can put him into the race when you desire, whereas early on he seemed to be the sort of horse that had to lead. Do you concur with those comments?
Yeah, for sure. Early on he sort of had good gate speed and his go was to race in front, but now he seems to have sort of had to drive him with a sit a few times, and he's learned how to do that, and he sort of can do it a few different ways if he has to, yeah.
Do you think that's just the maturity, Nathan?
I think so, yeah. He just seems to handle the racing a lot better now, and just a bit older, and I think that's the main thing with him now. He's just matured a bit and, can handle the racing a bit better.
Had a look at his record, you know. He's been around the racetrack 58 times. He's won 20 races. He's placed on 18 occasions. You know, he's earned just under, a tick under, $180,000.
Yeah, he's done a really good job for us. Main owner of ours, Ray Morwood, purchased him from New Zealand, and then we syndicated him, and, he's done a terrific job for us.
He's placed at Group 2 level, but last night was his first group win, Group 3 level. And, you sort of wonder with him what's in store for him, because he just seems to be getting better with age.
Yeah, he seems to be that way. So, hopefully he can step up a little bit and race the better one. So, we'll just probably keep racing him at an angle because he seems to be racing so well there. And, see how he goes.
Seems to be his track, Nathan. He just seems to relish racing there, and I guess as he works down to the through the grades and gets to those better horses, that versatility that we just spoke about, where you can do a few things with him, that certainly will play to his hand.
Yeah, I think as he gets sort of up in grade racing, the better ones you can drive him with a sit. So that's probably going to help him when he has to race the bit better ones. Yeah.
Fair to say he's the stable star, but how many have you got in work?
I think we've got around 25 at the moment, yeah.
Is that down on past, Nathan, or is that pretty much the stock standard?
Probably is. It's down a little bit on the last few seasons. We sort of got towards 35 and 40, but, we've got down. That's a pretty good number for us, yeah.
By your lofty standards, last season was probably a little quieter for you. You've been a bit of a mainstay in the top 10 training ranks for the last probably 5 or 6 years. Just a slightly quieter year. Was there anything, was that to do with the numbers dropping?
Probably was a little bit. We probably didn't purchase as many from New Zealand either. Probably focused on breeding a few more with our owners in that the last few years. So there's a few coming through now, so hopefully the next couple of seasons they can come through and do a good job, yeah.
Leads perfectly to my next question. Have you got many babies in the barn?
Yeah, yeah, I think we'd have about 10 sort of just turned two, yeah, coming into work. So, yeah, hopefully they can measure up, yeah.
You're not afraid to travel, Nathan. You load up the float and you go to a variety of tracks, so there's no issue there. You're happy to travel your horses?
Yeah, it's something that most trainers around this area sort of do a lot of travelling, and it's something we do just sort of to put them where they can be competitive, really, and, yeah, it's just something you've got to do.
Now, we talked about your numbers. I mean, obviously, if there was owners out there looking for a trainer, you're happy to chat with them and maybe take on a horse or two?
Yeah, for sure. You've always got to be looking to, get a few sort of new horses into the stable is always good, yeah.
Now, not only are you in form with the horses on the track, but I hear that you recently became engaged.
Yeah, I did last week. So, yeah,
last week, well,
engaged, yeah.
Congratulations to you both. Have you looked at the calendar to set a date yet?
No, not as yet. We'll have to work on that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be getting worked on as we speak.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Nathan. Look, we grab our guests and we ask them the Freddy's Fast Five. We throw some questions at you just to learn a little bit more about our trainers and our drivers, and I'll throw the five at you right now. Who's the best horse you've seen or been associated with?
The best one I've seen is probably Courage Under Fire, yeah.
Mm, yeah, mighty horse. What about the best horse you've been involved with?
Yeah, probably Saloon Passage, yeah.
Saloon,
sure.
Yeah. He's a pretty nice horse, 180,000 and 20 wins. Well, your favourite food, what does Nathan Hurst like to chow down to after a hard day at the track?
Probably just chicken schnitzel for me, yeah, pretty plain.
My kind of man, good stuff. What about a place in the world you've either been to and would like to go again, or somewhere that you'd love to visit in the world?
Yeah, I'd probably love to go to America and have a look at the few of the racing over there, like the Meadowlands, and that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, I can recommend it. Now, what about your fears? What's your biggest fear?
Probably snakes. Yeah, I can't handle them.
Snakes? I bet where you are, you see plenty.
Yeah, see a few, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what about your biggest influence on your career? Who's the one person you think that's either taught you the most, not just about racing, but perhaps even just in life in general, Nathan?
Probably my dad, Kevin. He got me involved in the sport. And still helps heaps with the horses, so, yeah, I'd have to say him.
Yep, good stuff. Well, it's always good to catch up, Nathan, and thanks for your time this morning on a Sunday. You'd be nice and chirpy after the win of Saloon Passage. Where to with him now? There's some nice races coming up. Have you got anything mapped out?
Not really. He'll probably miss Menangle next week because he's had a few weeks in a row down there, and probably the week after we'll head back down there, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, thanks for your time, Nathan, and we'll catch up around the track.
Okay, thanks.
Nathan Hurst there, Kev.
All right, thank you, Freddie. We should mention, of course, that Parks Harness Racing is off today as well.
Yeah, well, it's about to launch into the week that comes up. And, yeah, Parks, they had a six-race program, and unfortunately the Big Wet has claimed that meeting. So Parks is off for those out that way. No racing at Parks. But coming up this week, we've got Menangle on Tuesday. They've only got a six-race card. It's a tricky time of the year with the change of season, and we kind of lose an entire age bracket. The two-year-olds become three, and the new season two-year-olds don't start racing till a bit later in the year. So just six races at Menangle on Tuesday, Bathurst race on Wednesday, Penrith the venue on Thursday, Wagga Wagga on Friday, and Saturday we have Newcastle. And I have to mention Tabcorp Park Menangle. They've got a cracking race, the Les Chant Cup, and potentially, Kevin, a lot of horses that are eyeing off Perth and the Inter-Dominion, they're certainly eyeing off the Les Chant Cup as a means of kicking off their campaigns. And some of the horses, or one of the horses certainly mentioned as being a potential starter, is Arms of an Angel, who will certainly add something to that meeting. But that's the Les Chant Cup Group 3 level coming up on Saturday, and that's the week ahead. We've looked at the week that was, and that's me done for another Sunday morning.
Are you taking the bride out for lunch, Fred?
No, we're not. It's raining where I am at the moment, so we're not going to venture out. It's nice and warm indoors.
Very nice. Good on you, mate. We'll hear you during the week, no doubt, Fred Hastings, and we'll catch up with you next Sunday as well for Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Thank you, mate.
All the best to you, Kev. Cheers.
Fred Hastings here on Sky Sports Radio, 14 to 11. In just a moment, we'll delve into the week of greyhounds on Sky Sports Radio.
Our next caller is Mick, who has something to say to Greg.
Yeah, Greg Hall. I just love him. Ever since the derby, I backed him on Mahogany, and once he kicked in the straight, no one had an answer. I'll never forget it.
Stunning, Mick. Stunning. It's easy to love a bet this spring carnival because we've got exciting offers going all the way to the finish line. Tab. We love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Broodmare owners breed for a reason. Breed to for a reason. 149.4. Winner of 1.1 million. Group 1 racehorse and sire. For a reason. Art Major's richest and fastest sundown under. Already the sire of Group 1 winner Conviction. New South Wales progeny eligible for $9,500 in bonuses for their first 2 or 3 year old win. For a reason. Visit yirrabee.com.au.
I'm a digital radio. To help explain why it's time to update your old radio, with me is my friend Digital TV.
Hi.
There you go.
Remember when us TVs were digital?
Everyone does. Get to the point.
Suddenly, you got lots more channels for free.
Yes.
Well, it's the same with digital radio.
When you buy a digital radio, you can get all your favourite stations, plus up to 30 extra ones, playing all kinds of music, live sport and talk.
That's pretty great.
It's really great.
All you have to do is head into your nearest retailer.
Or check out digitalradioplus.com.au.
And upgrade to digital.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the VT50. The VT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the VT50 specialist at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith with over 40 VT50s on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
At Bing Lee, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get 50% off the ticketed price of a matching Yamaha soundbar. Bing Lee, the Hisense big screen TV experts. Terms and conditions apply. See binglee.com.au for full details.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio. Your racing and sports leader.
13 to 11, we've just heard also Swan Hill Harness Racing has been called off this afternoon, so no harness racing at Parks or at Swan Hill. Parks and Swan Hill both off today. Greyhound Racing, Chasing and Pacing Rewind Part 2 from thedogs.com.au. Good morning, just Stuart Turner.
Morning, Kev. How are you going today?
I'm well, and let's get stuck into it, Stu. Firstly, let's relive Casino. We had the heat of the Casino Cup Group 3 level on Friday night. What were your thoughts about Casino Cup Heat Day?
Yeah, there are 8 cracking heats up there at Casino, my former stomping ground up at the Northern Rivers. And look, the ones that really caught my eye, a win for Mahalia for the local Frank Hancock, and also a super run for Nangar Thunder to take out his heat for Dave Irwin. He's going to be pretty tough to stop in this Friday's final, I reckon, Kev.
All right, and here's Nangar Thunder winning. Bob Lane calling.
Charlie Mee of Game Well, but so too did Charlie Linden, and in the centre going fast for Sweet Alexis. Is pretty tight to the first turner. Sweet Alexis comes out in front from around the outside. Nangar Thunder getting through Midnight Moments in that pack. Charlie Linden with the back to Spare Cash, but Charlie Mee a long way back. One hill with it was Steel Rose. Nangar Thunder said ta-da midsection, got right away from Sweet Alexis. Spare Cash around them quickly out wide. One hill and back on the inside was Midnight Moment, but it's all Nangar Thunder. One by a space beat Sweet Alexis. Oh, they lined up for third. Spare Cash with Charlie Mia, Midnight Moment.
Yeah, nice work there, Bob Lane. I think wrapping it up beautifully by saying Nangar Thunder said ta-ta. That's about it, Stu.
He certainly did. And look, Nangar Thunder, Kev, he's such a powerful greyhound. He's won over the 600 metres at Grafton. Really got a motor on him. He's got to be my top pick for the final. But look, they tell me that you're a romantic, Kevin. How about this? Sonia and Warren Kempthall have got Aristotle going in the Casino Cup final, which is also their second wedding anniversary this Friday. And look, you may remember that Warren and Sonia, they got married on their local Grafton track in between races, surrounded by their friends, family and some of their greyhounds as well. So, look, wouldn't that be a story if they could win the best possible anniversary present for them, I think. And, look, I think they've got a chance. Aristotle running really well at the moment. I think he's the best value chance for the final. But Nangar Thunder, my pick for the Casino Cup.
Well, that's a great story. They got married. The ceremony itself was held on the track at Grafton.
It was wow. On a race night, in between races. Gee. And as I said, they had their family there with them. I think they've got quite a tribe. I think they've got 10 children, so they are all there with them. All their friends and supporters from the Greyhound Racing Fraternity with them as well. And some of their greyhounds who were racing on the night as well. So, look, a fantastic occasion for them. And, look, they're wonderful people, the Kentsors, and they've got a good chance in the final, I think, with Aristotle.
I wonder how it would have been received if I would have suggested to my wife, hey, let's get married in the middle of a greyhound track. I wonder how she would have received that anyway.
Yeah, probably not the best one. No. But, look, Sonia said it was their perfect day. So, look, you can't argue with that.
Oh, that's a great story. It's really good. Wentie Park last night, what was your highlight there?
Yeah, look, there were two standout performances at Wentworth Park last night, and one of them was from Winsome Mission, who ran 29.63, absolutely sizzling time on the track there. And look, Winsome Mission looked a potential star about 18 months ago, Kev. He's back in New South Wales after running in WA for a while, and he looks like he's back with a banger on last night's performance.
All right, well, let's hear Tim Newbold calling Winsome Mission.
Racing, Good Odds Angel began well. Takedown away quickly. Good Odds Angel's boring up on the inside. Will lead Takedown. Winsome Mission going to third. They'll follow by Le Grand Logie, then Isle Tiffy. Dawn Mini and Opus Forte can see them all down the back. Good Odds Angel in the lead by three. Winsome Mission going out after her. Two lengths away to Takedown. They'll follow by Le Grand Logie. They're about to swing, and Winsome Mission sailed up on the inside, grabbed the lead and is coming away. Winsome Mission bolted in at the end. Takedown possibly second in a photo with Good Odds Angel, and behind that pair, Le Grand Logie.
All right, nicely done there, Timmy Newbold, as usual. Winsome Mission, that was the main highlight?
Yeah, it was a super run. I said Winsome Mission been in WA for a while, but I think has now won two out of three since coming back to New South Wales. So, look, definitely one for the Black Book. The other standout for me at Wentworth Park last night was Mr. Shire winning over the 720 metres. What a star he's looking, Kev. He's run, I think, three track records at the Gardens over the last few months, and now he's winning in the city as well. What a potential star he looks.
Okay. Let's turn the radar south and look at the Shepparton Cup. We had five heats last night, the Shepparton Cup, but Group 2 levels, Stu.
We certainly did. And look, these were absolutely cracking heats. It was a bit of a who's who of Victorian sprinters. And probably the standout for me in this one, Kev, was Invictus Rapid. He's been in flying form at the moment. I think was a runner-up in the Healesville Cup last week. And last night, he won his heat at Shepparton in absolutely super style as well.
Here's how it went.
And they're racing now. Marbo's Magic just a shade slow, and Invictus Rapper was away very fast and leads Marbo's Magic early. Third, the outside is Alpha Hermes, and fourth is Zipping Arnold. They're followed by Diego Bale. Right out the back, Avatar Jet and Landmark fell early. Up towards the home turn, it's Invictus Rapid, quartering a length in front. Marbo's Magic's got to its outside and is coming home well. Invictus Rapid gave a strong kick though, and Invictus Rapid ran away from Marbo's Magic at the end, 1/3. Third in, Diego Bale, who finished it off in front of Zipping Arnold.
There we go, that was the call of the heat won by Invictus Rapid last night there at Shepparton, trained by Jason Thompson. When's the final on for the Shepparton Cup?
That's actually this coming Saturday night. So, look, it's going to be a big night down there in Shepparton. And, look, Invictus Rapid, Kev, got 16 wins and 18 minor placings from 45 starts. What a little gem he's been for Jason Thompson. He's got box 8 in the final, which isn't too bad. He's got a decent record from there. I reckon he's probably the one to be on. I do like Sleek Master, his kennel mate, who's got box 1 in the final. That's going to be a really tough race. But for me, Group 2 Shepparton Cup this Saturday, got to be Invictus Rapid, I think. And also in Victoria, quickly, Kev, we had three heats of the Group 3 Top Cat Video Cup over the 725 metres at the Meadows last night. Burn 1 down came home in 42.29. Absolutely sizzling run by him.
Geez, I don't know how you keep up with it. There's highlight races on everywhere, and they continue, don't they, this week with the Group 1 Dapto Megastar preview coming up. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, look, this is one of my favourite races of the year. I love going down to Dapto for this one, Kev. It's one of the real biggies in New South Wales. 75,000 to the winner. and as you'd expect, it looks a super race. Now, it's very hard to see past Rizzoleni for this one. As you remember, he won the recent Group 2 Bob Payne Spring Sprint. He's got box one in the final as well, going to be very tough to stop. I think the only one who can beat him is Pantera Nera, the Victorian, who's got box seven. We've mentioned this greyhound a few times recently. He won the recent 2 Blacktop at the Gardens. He's won 16 of his last 20 races. Absolutely incredible effort. But look, for me, in the Dapto Megastar, it's got to be Rizzoleni from box one. And that's this Thursday night.
Okay, so outside of the Dapto Megastar, what else is coming up to look forward to in New South Wales this week?
Yeah, look, we've got some super action coming up as ever this week. We've got the Twilight meeting at Canberra today. And then this week locally, well, tomorrow, we've got Nowra, Bathurst and Grafton. Tuesday, they jump at Goulburn, Casino and Gosford. Wednesday, it's back to Canberra, Richmond and Wentworth Park. Thursday, we've got Dubbo, Maitland and that megastar meeting at Dapto we just mentioned. Friday, we've got Casino, Univet Gardens and Wentworth Park. And then Saturday, it's back to the Gardens, Bull Eye and Wentworth Park again. So loads to look forward to as ever. And, of course, all your news, your previews, your fields and form and those expert picks are available at thedogs.com.au.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Stu. We'll speak to you later.
Have a great week, mate.
Stu Turner from thedogs.com.au, looking at the world of greyhound racing and chasing and pacing rewind at 4 to 11.
Now, Sky Thoroughbred Weekly comes to you live on both TV and radio. Greg Radley, Ron Duffersey and Nick Ashman bring you the complete racing wrap. Thoroughbred Weekly, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Would you like your pacing progeny to be 100% New South Wales bred and eligible for $9,000 in bonuses for their first 2 or 3 year old win? Then breed to a Yurrabee stallion, Warrowee Needy, the fastest age pacer in the world, or Little Brown Jug winner, Million Dollar Cam. Be eligible for even more by breeding to a colonial bred stallion, Caribbean Blaster, for a reason, Lombo Pocket Watch or Robin Hood. Visit yurrabee.com.au.
Get the gang together for Ronald McDonald House Westmead Golden Pendant Day at Rosehill Gardens this Saturday.
And they're off and racing.
All up, 5 group races, headed by the $400,000 Ronald McDonald House Westmead Golden Pendant. The day is also a celebration of women in racing, with great food, drinks, entertainment and fashion.
What are you waiting for?
Book your tickets now at theatc.com.au and be a part of the Sydney Spring Carnival. It's where Sydney comes to life.
I'm a new digital radio, and this is your old radio.
I don't miss a beat.
No, but you are missing up to 30 extra radio stations.
I've got a digital clock.
Yes, doesn't make you a digital radio. You need things like a screen displaying the song and artist, live news and weather updates, Bluetooth, and awesome digital sound quality.
I've got an alarm.
Still not digital.
Damn it.
Check out over 200 digital radios starting from just $29 at digitalradioplus.com.au or head into your nearest retailer and upgrade to digital.
Heard that.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of the 2016 NRL Final Series. It's the only magazine carrying official NRL team lists, plus expert analysis, statistics, feature stories on your favourite players, even a fantasy NRL guide. With Big League, you'll never be caught off guard at the footy again. Big League, the highest-selling rugby league publication in the country. On sale every Thursday in news agencies, supermarkets, and at every NRL game every week.
It's hard to imagine what it's like living with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Yet this chronic and often lonely disease affects the lives of 7 in 10 Australians in some way. I'm Sue Peters-Hawke, and dementia affected my life when my mum Hazel was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. With knowledge and understanding, we can support those living with dementia to feel less isolated and alone. To find out more, visit the Alzheimer's Australia website, fightdementia.org.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Traffic in North Sydney and Neutral Bay on the approaches to the harbour crossings. That's because the bridge has been closed for most of the morning with the running festival. It'll start to be opened around now. All those road closures between North Sydney, Moore Park and Pyrmont will begin to be lifted, but traffic will struggle in the meantime. In Moore Park, it's very slow on South Dowling Street, southbound Cleveland Street's busy eastbound, and in Paddington, Oxford Street is very heavy in both directions. In Strathfield, we're seeing a heavy northbound run on Centenary Drive towards Arthur Street. Changes to passenger pickup zones at Sydney Airport Domestic are now open, with more choice and more space. Details at pickup.sydneyairport.com.au. I'm Tim Govers on Sky Sports Radio.
Tab Market Movers.
Racing HQ.
Tab Talk.
It's all on Sky Sports Radio.